Okay. Now, the third bedroom was built on later. The reason it was built on later, when we were little, kids could sleep in the same room. When we got crowded, where the boys had to be separated from the girls, they had to build on to the house. But that wasn't done until about 12, 13 years old. Mm. So.
Those boards on the outside, you know, that go like that, do you have those on your house?
I don't know what you mean.
They go horizontal like that?
Yeah.
Right. What do you call those? Do they have a name for them? Probably never occurred to you even in the first place.
No, it never occurred to me to ask, you know, why or what.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you mean the house, to the house.
Yeah.
Right. It never occurred to me to ask.
Okay.
You know, just, I assume that's the way they built it at the time.
Weatherboard? You ever hear them called weatherboards?
I've heard that, yeah. But I mean, I never assumed it to be that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I've heard it. I've even heard people talk, you know, especially over the store.
What about when they have them straight up and down? What do they call them then, you know?
No.
Okay.
To be honest.
You have, do you have a fence around the place?
No. See, at one time, the house was sort of like, in that neighborhood, you could go off and leave something
uh-huh.
at one time,
mm-hmm.
you know, but now it's got, well, you know, you don't leave nothing out, you know, but one time you could, you know, trust me, that's why you didn't even put a fence up or nothing.
Do people build fences around there? I mean, are there lots of?
Keep the horses or the cows or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Or just, you know, put up, if you put up a fence, maybe to separate somebody's boundary from another. That's
uh-huh.
about, you know, the reason it'd be. And it wouldn't be like a chain link fence. It'd be like a really square, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, I can't think of what you call the wire fence, the wire, but it'd be the square type, you know, the big hole like. That'd be
uh-huh.
the kind of be. Because I remember when you used to climb it, you be able to stick your feet in and climb it like a ladder, you know?
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
the kind of fence it would be. It wouldn't be like a chain link.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't think of nobody to have anything like that up there.
Do they ever use a kind of fence with the little hooks on it?
You don't mean hooks on it? Barbed
yeah.
wire?
Yeah. They ever
yeah. On the cycle around the top of it.
Okay.
You know, because kids be climbing over, try to stop it. Then, you know, your animals, stuff like that. Because back then they kept stuff like that. Like when we raised hogs, chickens, dogs, cats, turkeys, ducks. Never get no geese. I didn't want them. That, you know, they're kind of ill tempered.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we raise? Hogs, raise a little bit of everything, you know.
You know, when you're putting a fence in, the upright thing?
The post.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, post. I put them up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Help people put up fence and stuff. Tamp them and stuff like that. Put rocks in them. Tamp them down solid. Fill them with dirt now. Sometimes pour cement.
How far apart do you usually set them?
I'd say at least 6 foot. I would think 6 foot.
Uh-huh. Let me see. Then, what does your mother do during the day, usually?
Let's see, she gets up at about 5:30 in the morning, every morning, except weekends. She gets up 5:30 in the morning, she gets up, she goes to the house, make sure the house is warm, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then she starts, she goes in there and she gets, like all daddy has to do is get up.
Yeah.
You know, going in shave and get ready, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Because everything's ready for him. She's in there, she's fixing breakfast. She's getting his clothes out for him, make sure they're ironed and cleaned and everything's ready. She's probably ironing clothes. She's